Audio 3.25.
Today we're talking with Olga Boanj, an actress who has appeared in more than 30 films and TV series since 2006. For example, Czas Honoru, Kobiety Mafii, Volta, Słaba Płeć, Człowiek z Magicznym Pudełkiem. Hi Olga, how many languages do you know and how well do you speak them?
I know English, Spanish and Italian. I have no problem in communicating in any of them.
How did you discover your passion for languages?
Actually, I'd never been passionate about learning languages, but as I always wanted to have a life full of adventures, they were a means to an end that would let me lead an interesting life.
How easy or difficult was it to learn languages?
I'm dyslexic, so I had terrible problems with reading, spelling, and writing, and I did quite badly at tests. But I wasn't afraid to speak, and my accent was good.
When was the first time you tested your English or Spanish abroad?
I went to the UK during my school holidays, and although I had a low mark in English, I managed pretty well. Then I went to Spain to study drama. My Spanish was so-so, but I improved it greatly just by talking to people.
What did you want to be when you were 14?
I wanted to be a lawyer, like almost everybody in my family. But in secondary school, I discovered that I was good at acting. I passed the exams for the National Academy of Theatre Arts in Krakow and became an actress.
Actors need to have a good memory. Has your memory always been good, or did you have to practice?
Well, of course, practice makes perfect, but the first thing is to find out what your learning style is. At school, I noticed that I learnt best when I listened, so my learning style is auditory. But I also have a photographic memory. I remember in pictures, so I can recall a page from a textbook. Knowing your learning style helps a lot in remembering long texts.
What adventure did you have thanks to your knowledge of foreign languages?
Just last year, I had a role playing alongside one of my favourite actors, Ewan McGregor, in The Red Point, a short film directed by Patrick Vega. It was both an adventure and a dream come true.